So what do you, if you didn't have a list then, where would you go? Like, I'm thinking of somebody, for example, who's just starting out online or just starting out in business. You know, they've come up with a great product idea. Pretty much got to the point where, okay, now I've got to market it. And that's really where I find a lot of people that I've talked to, that's where the whole thing falls apart.
That's true. Because you have to, I just forwarded you an email that I said, and maybe I could even read part of it.
Sure.
It really is so, you know, encompassing in what I wanted to say here, because you have to learn something. When I became a dentist, I didn't just say I wanted to become a dentist, open up a box of dental tools, and then become a dentist. I mean, you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
You have to do something, and you really have to learn your craft.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to do it. And I wrote like an internet piece today because I was selling your membership site.
Right.
And I wrote, "Dear fellow entrepreneur and valued subscriber," I said, "if you want to learn how to do anything, ask an expert. Lots of folks go out and buy turnkey websites and businesses and think they're going to make them wealthy. Nothing could be further from the truth. When I wanted to learn direct mail marketing over 20 years ago, I read all the books written by the pros and attended many seminars so I could perfect my craft. If you're promoting anything online, you may not have the time or resources to go out and hire all the teachers you can. My good friend and internet marketer extraordinaire, Terry Telford, whose motto is, 'If you do what you love, you'll never have to work a day in your life.' Terry makes me an incredible but very limited offer." And I go on to speak about how I had to go to your membership site, and once I went to it and I started learning things, it was helpful. But when I went into direct mail, I looked in the magazines and saw who was running the biggest ads, called them up and asked, and you know what I found out? That they would all talk to me. I thought that no one would talk to me, that they would hang up on me. But I hired a mentor in direct mail, and when I got into the internet, I hired a mentor there. And what I would say to you is, anyone who comes in and wants to learn the craft should get a mentor.
Fantastic.
Because it really is the way to go. I mean, you could trial and error and lose your shirt. I was losing money on the internet for years and years and years. I met a few people about 3 years ago that put me in the right direction. But when I hooked up with Dan Locke, it was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. And I'm not a kid anymore, but I'm still alive and kicking, and I want to be right on top of the heap.
Yeah.
And to do that takes work. And it also knows where to go. And if someone wanted to start in direct mail, I have a terrific mentoring program myself, and I teach people where to go to get the good list,
uh-huh.
You know, who does the good copywriting, you know, who's the real deal. And
right.
You have to know that, because unfortunately in this business there are so many scoundrels who are so happy to take your money and give you nothing in return that it's a shame, you know. And meeting a guy like you, for me, is like gold, or meeting a guy, you know, like Dan Locke, was one of the luckiest days of my life.
That's
and
fantastic.
I feel that I could do that for so many people as well, or recommend them to people who can.
That's inspiring. Very inspiring. What could you, if you're going to be my mentor then, and I've developed a product, I have a book that I've written, I want to go out and I have several different markets that I could target.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly it would be the business opportunity people.
Correct.
What should I do first in my marketing?
First in your marketing is you better have a damn good sales letter.
Okay.
That would be the first thing. And most people go to some kind of a professional or something like that when they probably have it within them to do it themselves better.
Okay.
I'll give you an example. If you take a Madison Avenue guy who comes up with this slick ad for perfume or whatever and puts it in a magazine, they never code their ads or anything like that. They never know if they're good, they're bad, they're indifferent, or whatever.
Right.
But if you take someone that's not a good copywriter, that knows how to talk, I would, like, for example, I'll just tell you, my first few attempts were very successful. I was not lucky, but I really, like I said, I knew how to speak to people and communicate. I studied communication. It was always important to me to communicate to people and to connect with people. So I would tell anyone to have their sales letter reviewed. That would be the first thing. You know, does it reflect what you're really selling? What's the hook? You know, are you getting the hook there? You know, you have to know when to put the takeaway in. You have to know what to do with bonuses. You have to know a whole lot of things. So the first thing I do is have somebody look at a sales letter. I would put down my own ideas, and I'd have somebody look at it. If you're completely novice at it, then you should hire a professional.
Okay.
That's what you should do. After that, it's a matter of having someone who has the experience to tell you which are the good lists or the bad lists if you're going into direct mail.
Okay.
Or, if you, you know, you should know about Google advertising if it's going to be on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I also have ads that are print ads for my website. So there's a lot of way to advertise websites no matter what your budget is. You could have affiliates, you know, that do all the work
mm-hmm.
and help you. And I believe in affiliates again. I mean, this is a, I'm working on a project now that's going to be all, with all affiliates. It's something brand new. For me, rather earth-shaking and earth-shattering, but also something to help the planet. And what I would recommend is to go to people who know and pose the question and pay, you know, pay the price. They say, step up, oh, you discontented man. You know, if you want something, just simply pay the price and take it.
Cool.
You can't have anything without paying the price for it. And I don't mean money. Sometimes it could be time, it could be study, you know, it could be talking to people. There's a whole lot of ways of paying the price, but there is a price for everything in life.
Either time or money.
Right.
So if you got a good, if you've got, you know, a fairly good sales letter, then if you don't have a list of your own yet, you're going to want to develop a list. Would you go more towards online advertising, like with Google AdWords, or would you go with classified ads in specific magazines or direct mail?
At this time, if I was starting fresh today,
yeah,
I'd probably go right to the internet.
Okay. Why is that?
Because it's such a good way to go. I mean, it's so easy compared to, but not easy, it's electronic direct mail, like you say all the time.
Yeah.
And it's the new wave where people are going to be come down and they're going to want to find a solution to their problem on the internet.
Uh-huh.
Period. And my particular field of direct mail for BizOut is a dying field. There used to be millions of names that I could mail to in a quarter. Now, if there's 75,000 good ones, there's a lot. That's not a whole lot.
Wow.
So, if you're a newbie, I would recommend that you go to the internet first.
Now, what about as just kind of an afterthought that I had about the sales letter? Do you have a formula that you use? You said you have to know when to use a takeaway, you have to know when to use bonuses. Is there a specific formula that I could follow?
Well, the only formula that I could say is I like to put people buy not because of reason. People buy because they just drawn into it, you know. If reason kicked in, nobody would buy any of these BizOp offers for real.
Right.
Because they're all real surrealistic. So I like to get people into what I call a state of magical thinking.
Okay.
And I like to do that as fast as I can, like right from the headline, from the get-go.
Uh-huh.
I want to get them into a state where they're now in a dream state, where they're not using their cognitive senses as much as they would.
Can you give me an example of a dream state headline?
Yeah. New York princess wants to release cash to those who want it.
Okay. Does that not sound like a lot of hype, though?
Not if you read the letter. You know, it's something that's been working for 16 years. So, yeah, it does sound like a lot of hype. But you want to get them into a dream state, and that kind of does it to some people. You know, there were other ways, and here's another example is, there's a guy who came to me from England,
uh-huh.
and he was a cab driver, and became very successful in direct mail in England.
Uh-huh.
And then he came, you know, to this country,
yeah.
and he wanted to more or less tell a story about what happened to him over there. he was born in an orphanage. He was raised, you know, by strange people. He was adopted when he was older. He was chosen to go to an education that was non-collegiate. You know, he was going to be in a trade in England. Supposedly, they decide by the sixth or seventh grade whether you're, college material or not, and they decided he wasn't.
Right.
So he went ahead and he became a taxi driver, and one day his life changed when he got a piece of junk mail in the mail and read it and decided, hey, maybe he could try something like this. And I made a headline like, how a simple piece of junk mail turned a taxi driver's wrecked life into a ride down Easy Street.
Nice.
And that's something that people could relate to.
Yeah.
So it starts to get them into that state right away. You know, and then I say, finally reveal the junk mail secret that let me quit driving a cab and live the life of my dreams, so now you can too. And that puts people into a state where, hey, here's a taxi driver telling me this. I can relate to that. Let's see what else, you know. And then he says, my name is, you and I are probably a lot alike. You want to earn some extra money, maybe even get rich. I was that way too. You don't want to work that hard to do it either, the same with me. So we're putting them right there into that state where they don't want to work hard. I'm a taxi driver. I made the money. I could show you. If I could do it, you could do it. Now they're in that state.
Okay, right. So you've actually taken, you've got the headline, then you have a transition.
Right.
That brings them in.
So it's really not just the New York princess. There's more to it than that.
Yeah.
That's kind of written in an editorial style, and it looks like, if you see it in a magazine, it looks like it was placed there by the magazine, not...
Right. So you've got an advertorial.
Right. So that's the whole thing.
Very cool.
And
I
try to get them into that magical thinking, because that's when people actually buy. You know, even cars and everything, they say these cars, like Road and Track, when there's a red car on the cover, they sell double the amount of issues.
No kidding.
I don't know. But they do. They say a picture of a blonde girl, like on that New York princess.
Yeah.
We tried three different pictures, one of a brunette, one of a redhead, one of a blonde.
Yeah.
The blonde pulled them all 4-1.
Oh, isn't that funny?
You know? And so stuff like that. But there's a lot of stuff like that that you should know, that people should know. And
well, where can you find it? Where do you find that kind of information so you don't have to go out and test it? You
by
can just
going and finding a proper teacher, someone who's done it before. If you know that you see a name, mm-hmm. call that person up on the phone. See if they'll talk to you. You know, find out who's good. Ask questions. Go and ask it. Seek it. I mean, I went after it with all my heart and soul. Nothing was going to stop me. And that's the way you have to be. You have to be relentless.
I think that's really the key. You just hit the nail on the head there, where no matter how good it is, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, regardless whether you're a really good copywriter or not, if you don't have the ambition and the drive and hold on to it like a pit bull, that you
right.
you totally want it, you're probably going to, you know, kind of let it go by the wayside as soon as some of the problems, you know, start hitting you.
Right. I mean, anyone who's sitting and waiting for it to be handed to them is not, might as well go play the lottery.
Yeah.
Because exactly. They have a much, much better chance. But I knew that there were people out there successful, and I wasn't about to stop until I hit the top.
So what kind of, I mean, you've had quite a long career in the mail order business. What kind of challenges have you faced along the way as well?
Well, a lot of challenges. So I've had a lot of dry periods when I couldn't write.
Right.
I've had some periods when we had 911 was actually the worst.
Right.
I had a very big operation at that time, 17 employees. We had 3 printing presses. We were doing our own books and everything.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, the phones went down for 7 weeks. Anthrax came along, and they were finding that in the mail.
Yeah.
I was holding up the mail. And that was the most major thing that I ever faced.
Right.
Almost went out of business at that particular time.
Oh, no.
But I dumped the inventory. You know, I dumped all of the big overhead.
Yeah.
And right now I'm working in my home. I have 3 employees.
Uh-huh.
And we've cut things back a little bit, and I outsource a whole lot more stuff.
Right.
find that much more relaxing, much better, and, you know,
a lot more free time for yourself.
A lot more free time for myself.
I don't want to keep beating your dead horse here, Jeff, but I just want to go back to the sales letter, because I think that's extremely important that people can get an idea of kind of the little formula. I mean, you've already touched on it, where you've got a headline that really kind of, you know, smacks people in the head. You've got a little transition that brings them into basically the first paragraph of the letter, and from what you just read, you've really drawn people right into the letter instantly and brought them onto the same side of the table as the person that's telling the story. And it's not, it doesn't seem like it's a sales letter. It almost sounds like it's more of a story.
That's
right. I'm a taxi driver, and here's what I found. You know, here's what was happening. Here's what I found. And, you know, maybe it can happen the same way for you. Let me tell you about what it is that happened.
Right. I'll give you just the example, too.
Sure.
It's like my headline for the Neil Hathaway eBay in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
It says, eBay shocker. Sitting in a wheelchair, I earned $3,806 my first 24 hours. You may do better. I did it buying, not selling on eBay. And then it goes on. And it says a few things, but then he goes right into his story. He said, when I first showed my system to marketing guru Jeff Sands, a very successful publisher, he nearly died laughing. Then he tried my system and banked $6,750.65 his very first day. Then he literally begged me to let his company publish it. Hi, my name is Neil Hathaway, and I'm so excited. I wish I can get out of my wheelchair and breakdance because I'm so delighted with what I'm about to share with you. What's the commotion about? Well, I'm just an old loser who spent almost 50 years of my life working the same back-breaking dead-end job. When I finally made it to the finish line and retired, all I got was a cheap Timex, a cupcake with a candle on it, and a swift kick in the pants. What was my job? I guess it was being an idiot. Most of us hardworking red, white, and blue citizens are being stripped down to our fruit of the looms and don't even realize it until we're too rusty and worn out to do anything about it. Okay, what was my job? I'll give you a hint. Every time you drive down the road and see those bright yellow and white stripes painted on the streets, I'm probably the Picasso that painted them. It was no walk in the park, especially on those blazing hot summer nights that made me feel like a strip of hot, greasy bacon sizzling in the frying pan. Those are his words.
That
just happens
cool.
to be pretty humorous. And people can't stop reading it.
Because it's a story. It's a real-life story.
That's really. It's an absolutely real-life, 100% true story.
So, like you said, though, where do you put the takeaway in there? How does it fit in?
How does mine? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
The takeaway. You said that you have to know where to put in a takeaway.
Well,
and the bonus.
Yeah, there's always only a limited number.
Okay, so a takeaway then is you know, we've only got 1,000 copies, for example.
Right.
Okay.
You know, or something like, you know, when you were selling your sites, and you say the truth of the matter. Like, I don't know how much longer I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want too many people competing with me, which is true. He told me. He said, you could do this, but I don't want to have all the competition in the world.
Yeah.
So do it until I say stop.
Okay.
And that's the answer, you know. He said, I'm telling my publisher to sell as many as he can until I tell him to stop, because I don't want to create too much competition for myself. And there's the takeaway there.
And then where does the bonus come in before that or after that then?
It usually comes in a whole bunch of bonuses beforehand.
Okay. So you put in the bonus.
Sometimes afterwards. Always testimonials thrown in. Always stuff like that.
Okay. Now, what if you have just come out with your own book right now? You've got it printed. You don't have any testimonials for it. How would you go about quickly getting some testimonials for your sales letter?
I'd send it out to my friends and people who really knew about it and have them read it.
Okay, and just kind of get their feedback from the book.
Right, I wouldn't ask them for one, but they'd know what I want.
Okay, and what about the bonuses? What kind of bonuses would you put in with the eBay book?
Well, it's interesting because I like to put bonuses sometimes that people might want without... you know, even doing the book. In other words, sometimes people buy things just for the bonus alone.
Right.
And here I give a whole bunch of different ones, which is interesting. It says, if you order this package within the next 72 hours, I'll fatten your package with two never-before-heard-of bonuses on a special bonus CD-ROM that'll make your eardrums explode, valued at over $537. Bonus number one, yours free. complete information and step-by-step instructions on how to set up your own internet radio station to broadcast anything you wish worldwide for less than $10. Commercial advertisers are willing to pay stacks of cash to broadcast their commercial worldwide, and you'll keep all the cash because you own the station. Bonus 2, yours free, my secret weapon. I will release to you 2 unbelievable software packages that will allow you to cash in on what I'm going to teach you to buy on eBay automatically, with literally no work on your part. With my secret weapon software package, that's so easy to use, even a kid in third grade with no computer experience can get it up and running in 5 minutes. These programs will put my system on autopilot for you and will even make you money while you snooze.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So you've got one bonus that's related to the product that can increase the value of the product, and the other bonus that is within the kind of business opportunity field, but it's kind of an additional kind of plug-in bonus.
Correct.
Okay. Do you have kind of a system to figuring out what bonuses to use, or it's kind of what you have on hand at the time?
Yeah,
or?
It's what comes to me, you know.
Now, are these the bonuses now, are they products that you've bought like private label rights to, or is it something that you've had from previous information that you've written?
It's the bonuses, you mean?
Yeah, for the bonuses.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
You know, sometimes.
Sometimes not, both?
You know, not usually, but sometimes.
Okay. Now, what do you have, as far as, I mean, your business is, I would say, extremely successful compared to the majority of the businesses, you know, in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think has been the biggest reason that you're successful when there's a lot of other companies just kind of fall by the wayside?
Persistence, 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 and persistence. And looking for excellence in what I do. And honoring refund guarantees and giving the greatest customer service in the industry.
So what are you spending, as far as percentage-wise, what are you spending in advertising and direct mail as kind of in relationship to what you're bringing in? What would the percentage be?
About 35%.
Okay. And even when you're online, you have you still have like 35% expenses because of your overhead, or?
I would say it's less. But it depends. You know, it depends. Sometimes, because I'm doing some print ads for my online, too. So it really varies, and I do some direct mail for my online also.
Okay. What are you doing? That's a good point there. What do you do in the print ad area? What are you doing offline to draw traffic to you?
I place ads for, like, the different websites, the different offers. I place 1-inch, 2-inch ads in different magazines, the Hathaway Secret, the Easy Photo Cash, where people, you know, just see the ad and go right to the website and check it out.
And where would you advertise those?
Money-making magazines, Entrepreneur, Money-Making Opportunities, Home Business Opportunities, stuff like that.
Are those the names of the magazines? Or?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Okay, cool. Do you have like a list or somewhere that you go to kind of dig up these magazines?
Actually, yeah. I also have what I call a coaching manual, which lists them all, and it tells people how to start a business from day 1 to day 31 if someone is a total novice. They can get that manual. One is a manual telling them what to do each day, how to register their business one day, you know, how to set up a bank account, exactly what to do to make it legal. And the second volume is a list of all the publications that they could advertise in.
Oh, where is this? Where do you get this?
I offer that to a lot of my, you know, it's one of the things I offer.
Is it something that we could go online and buy it somewhere, or that's...
No, actually, that's one thing. It's not online as of yet.
Okay.
But it's about to be.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, if I wanted to get it today, where would I go?
You just say, hey, Bill, Jeff, send me a copy.
Okay. Well, that sounds cool. Hey, Jeff, send me a copy.
Okay.
For anybody that's listening to the interview, though, how would they go about getting a hold of this?
All they have to do is send an email to thepalmgroup@juno.com.
Okay, it's the Palm Group.
Right, @juno.com.
Okay.
The cost of the manual is normally $149.
Uh-huh.
For anybody who's listening to this interview, it would be $49.95 for both volumes. And I just need their credit card number, expiration date, security code, and their address.
Very cool. Thank you. So they've just secured a $100 discount right off the bat.
Yeah. And it's really pretty neat.
That's cool.
It gives you a real good way to start your business.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, you've just given us an entire university course on direct mail. Is there anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to add before we wrap things up?
Nothing other than I say something very similar to you. I mean, do what you love and you'll never have a bad day in your life. And I do what I love. And I'm pursuing my passion. And every day is a new adventure. And it's really exciting. There are a lot, sometimes it's failures. But as long as you keep swinging the bat, it's like, a lot of people don't know this, but I'm going to tell you something. Do you know who holds the records for the most strikeouts in baseball?
Babe Ruth.
That's right. And you know why? Because he's the one who swung the bat the most. And most people don't remember him for that.
No.
People remember you for your successes, not for your failures. So if you want to be out there, be a winner, get out there and keep swinging that bat.
That is the perfect way to wrap things up. That's great. Thank you so much for your time, Jeff. I really appreciate it, and I think a lot of people are going to learn a great deal about getting their business working both online and offline.
My pleasure, Terry. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to Terry Telford from TheBusinessProfessional.com and Jeff Sands from The Palm Group. And you can get a hold of Jeff at ThePalmGroup@Juno.com. Or can we give out your phone number too, Jeff?
Sure. 386-677-8116. I offer some of the best mentoring and copywriting in the business.
That's awesome. Super, super. Thanks very much for being here. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.